You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I saw this funny little piece of mind candy. We are suckers on this show for mind candy. And basically what they were doing is they were asking people to decide if you could spend your entire life in one decade of your life, which would you pick? I can't imagine anyone picking their teens or the first decade of their life.
No.
I don't see that. Potentially spending your whole life in your 20s?
Nope.
But potentially in your 30s?
Okay.
Or potentially spending your entire life in your 40s? Or 50s, or 60s, or 70s, whatever you want to choose.
Or I guess you could go back to being a toddler, too, if you were really getting into this.
First decade.
Listen, I noticed this firsthand. A couple weeks ago, I was out at a station event. I won't say where, but it was, you know, like one of those bars downtown. And we were broadcasting, and there was some sort of event going on there. It was like a singles thing. And okay. Obviously, it was everybody in their 20s down there trying to hook up. And I walked through the crowds of people down there, and it was just sheer desperation on all of their faces. And it was, you know, all of them drinking too much, and, you know, both sides acting, you know, really stupid. And I left that event, and I came back into the station the next day, and I think I said it out loud. It was either Dom or Josh. I was like, you know, everybody talks about, oh, I wish I could go back into my 20s. I wish we could go back to the 20s.
You don't want to do
Hells
that.
No. After what I witnessed, I do not want to go back to my 20s. It is, like I said, panic and desperation on the faces of all those 20-somethings.
Well, you know, we got people listening right now who are in their 20s. They might be saying, what are you talking about?
It might be the greatest time ever. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I had a good time in my 20s and stuff, but it's just something about it. It's nice to just kind of get a little bit more, mature. Because you do look at them and you're like, did I act like this? Yeah, I did. I acted like this. I know you sound like an old guy right now. But it was just like, I don't need to go out somewhere and drink until I black out.
So what decade are you picking then?
Well, I guess I could say 30s? I don't know. Like, I had a kid when I was 32, so I was a dad in my 30s. And the first one had colic, and it was really hard. And, I mean, I don't think I would go back to that.
But now we have to, because now we have to put rules together for this game. Does that mean that for the rest of your life you have a little infant with colic? I don't think so. I think all of the rest of the world continues to go on, all right? But you remain in your 30s.
I like Kimberly that just wrote in, how about the body of my 20s and wisdom of my 40s?
Well, sure.
Sure. Yeah, we could play that game, too.
I think I would actually go the wisdom and body of my 40s more than my 20s.
I like where I am right now.
I was out of control in my 20s in terms of my body, but I finally got my act together and started running, you know, 10Ks and everything in my 40s. I would rather do that, but
I like where I am now. I mean, you've got a couple more decades to choose from.
Oh, I've got honestly. but you do. Could even project. Even if you're 30 years old, you could say, I know I'm going to want to be, you know, life in my 50s because of the life experience.
Sure. Like, honestly, I like where I am right now. But yeah, maybe with the body of the 20-year-old. That's, I kind of want to do what Kimberly wants to do. I like where I am right now. I really do.
Tanya,
I don't think I'd go back.
Can we retain everything we have learned up to now and go back?
Oh,
yes, and I think that's the point.
Yes, I guess.
That's why we talk about the wisdom, because you can't just inject wisdom into a 22-year-old.
Yeah, but part of your 20s, though, was just being naive about things and having fun and not worrying about your responsibilities or your 401ks. I mean, that's part of the joy of going back to your 20s. So it wouldn't be the same if you're going back to your 20s with the wisdom of a 40-year-old. Because you'd have the worries of the 40-year-old.
You can't do that.
You can't do it.
Going back to your 20s, if you choose the 20s, then that's the body you have, but it's also the wisdom and everything you have.
So, yeah, so you don't have the wisdom.
So you're not going back anywhere. You are, like, locking in for the rest of your life, and I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go 40s.
Solid, buddy. Solid.
40s and maybe even 50s.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sticking where I am. I don't want to go
when
back.
When you get that, when you keep piling on life experience and it changes your attitude about so many things, there's a lot of value in that. Because if you automatically default to, I want the body of such and such, well, you're also going to have all the crap that goes along with that.
That's right. You know, the young dating and the anxiety
It's almost like you got to find the Goldilocks zone here, right? It's got to be just right so that your body isn't breaking down, and you're not losing your mental faculties, but you also have enough experience.
Yeah, and 40 it is then, man. It's going to be 40.
People can
your metabolism is just starting to really slow down, but you can exercise and still get your body from your 30s back. 40s
you're close. Yeah,
you're close
to it.
Yeah.
Joe, she's funny. She goes, if I choose 120, does that automatically secure that I'll live that long?
There you go, Joe.
The funny thing is that with the text messages, people want to mix and match. And that's not the game. That's what makes us. It's easy to say, well, I'll take my body when I was 24. I'll take this when I was this.
Well,
no, we're not.
Did you see Tanya? She just like laid it all out. She said, my ideal me would be my physical me in my 20s before kids, my career in my 30s, my family in my 40s, and my financial health in my 50s.
No,
you can't do that.
The whole reason this is mind candy is because it's a tough choice. You've got to, like, what are you going to sacrifice? A few people have mentioned achy joints, right? Like, oh, I don't want to have my achy joints that I have in my 40s, but I like the wisdom that I've gained. Here's what you do. You take the wisdom, right? You go with the 40s, and then you just cut sugar out of your diet. And
sugar and carbs.
Sugar, and your joints will feel better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you still have some financial health, and yeah, you're still young enough to enjoy life.
Yeah, so we see a lot of you trying to take the shortcut here and doing like a cafeteria plan, right? Where you're
can't
just ordering a little bit of everything.
Can't do it.
Sorry. That's our game. The rules are you can't do that. Let's grab a call. Here comes Brandy. Good morning, Brandy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boys.
Brandy.
So what's on your mind?
I would say go with your like 30s to 40s because there's no reason why if you're stuck at that age that you can't get that body back from your 20s.
You absolutely can't. You could do it in your 50s essentially. I mean, you really could if you worked
really hard.
Yeah.
A lot more work.
Exactly, cuz like I'm going to be turning 50 this year. About 9 years ago, I started doing 5Ks and half marathons, and I'm in better shape now than I was when I was in my 20s and my 30s.
Yeah, okay. Now, let me
tell
you
stories,
because
yeah.
I've been down that path where I started doing all the half marathons and 10Ks and stuff like that, and I got to tell you, when you hit 50...
Say goodbye to your knees.
Your knees and ankles are going to be shot.
Enjoy your hips while you have them.
So you got to figure out another low-impact way of getting those same results.
Just get on the elliptical.
I do, except for I don't... The only thing is I don't run those things because I was never built to be a runner. And my brain and my body do not understand the concept of breathing and running at the same time. So...
Yeah, right.
What's your diet like?
My diet is actually much better now than it was when I was much younger.
What do you cut now?
Well, yeah, we all say that.
I've cut back on my carbs and I've increased my veggies and protein.
Okay, which is kind of what we should all be doing.
Good for you.
Do you have six pack abs?
No, I do not.
Oh,
not
man.
Even remotely close.
Yeah, but you know what? You're healthy.
But you're healthier. That's all
nobody
right.
Has,
yeah.
Nobody, everyone confuses thinking that you've got to be some sort of, Olympic, Mount Olympus god. You just need to be healthy. You don't need to be on a poster or a book cover.
Exactly. I have people going, you do have marathons? And then they do a double up. Really? Yeah, no, I'm not one of those crazy people that run. I walk them. I just walk them fairly fast.
Okay,
skip your next one. Do a skipping.
Brandy, you are delightful. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for chatting with us. I think I'm going to settle on 40s. What did you settle on?
Yeah, right where I'm at. Maybe knock off a few years. I'll just say 40. How about that?
No, but it's a decade. So you're going to have to take everything
from 40
to 49.
I'm only 3 years into it.